The meeting of the United Nations Security Council had a simple and generic title, Situation in the Middle East. But the actual topic of the September 11th meeting was more pointed, the Israeli airstrike on Qatar's capital city Doha in an attempt to kill top Hamas officials who were there for peace negotiations. The Security Council heard a briefing from the UN's top political affairs official, Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo. She says the September 9th attack shocked the world, and she calls it an alarming escalation.
The Israeli attack on Doha potentially opens a new and perilous chapter in this devastating conflict, seriously threatening regional peace and stability.
The Israeli attack targeted residential compounds. None of the top Hamas officials who were targeted were killed, but the strikes did kill five lower-level Hamas members, as well as the son of the top Hamas negotiator and a Qatari security officer. The attacks outraged Arab countries, especially Gulf nations, and of course among them, Qatar. Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim bin Jaber Al Thani is Qatar's prime minister. He spoke through a translator.
Israel, led by extremists, bloodthirsty extremists, have gone beyond any borders, any limitations when it comes to behavior, not only among states, but among individuals. We're unable to predict what Israel can do. How can we host Israeli representatives when they have commit this attack? Have you heard of any state that is attacking a mediator this way?
Pakistan's delegate blasted the attack as a deliberate attempt to sabotage diplomacy, derail peace efforts, and prolong civilian suffering. Algeria's delegate said Israel acts as if law does not exist. Israel's delegate defended the strikes, saying the targeted Hamas leaders were, in his words, not legitimate politicians, diplomats, or representatives. He said there is no sanctuary for terrorists, no immunity for terrorists, and, he says, history will not be kind to accomplices. With the widely differing views on display, there was no sign of agreement on how to stop the cycle of violence. But Undersecretary General DiCarlo still made a plea for peace and diplomacy.
Durable and just solutions to the crises in the Middle East will not come out of more violence and more fighting. I call on all stakeholders to exercise utmost restraint at this sensitive time and recommit to diplomacy. The urgency of a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza has never been greater. Strike a deal. Free the hostages and the suffering of the people of Gaza.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.